One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. It's never an easy call with so many problems in the world to know where to direct the money that you donate when you want to help out in this world. But what I can tell you is that when you donate to CAMH, you're saving lives. We know about the opioid crisis. We know about the mental health crisis. They are doing the work. Help change mental health care forever. Your support will help CAMH build a future where no one is left behind. Donate at CAMH.ca/CanadaLand to help us treat addiction and build hope. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. Mumilak, where are you and what do your immediate surroundings look like?
Because of the situation in Nunavut and with the pandemic happening, we see a lot of times in the territory lack of health services, lack of mental health services, high cost of living. There are so many things where once COVID-19 was to hit the territory, it had the potential to spread like wildfire. So I was very nervous about that and had decided to stay south. My priority is ensuring that my constituents are safe and that we're able to all hopefully get out of this together. We had a false positive, thankfully false, in the territory, which was quite the scare. So I've been working from outside of the territory thus far in order to be able to do the best for my constituents.
I heard about that false positive, that one case, and just knowing in a small remote community how that could be so disastrous, and what a relief that it was false. But you haven't told me, where are you and what are you looking at right now? Like what room are you in? What city are you in? What do you see in front of you right now while we speak?
I'm looking at trees and buildings and sunshine. And yeah, I've just been here in self-isolation.
I get the feeling you don't want to be more specific than that. Like, are you in Ottawa?
The important aspect is that I'm not in the territory.
Okay. What is the most unusual or abnormal thing because of this pandemic, the most abnormal thing that you've done today?
Virtual parliament, virtual committee has been such an adjustment for all of us. Not being able to interact with my constituents, be able to see them face to face, be able to see, frankly, people that look like me. There are quite a few Inuit in Ottawa, but with all the self-isolation and social distancing over the last few weeks, it's definitely been a big adjustment in terms of that. I grew up in a setting where I was very much around people all the time. Mm-hmm. So going from that to graduating and going through periods of learning how to be by myself, and then going into a pandemic where it's just me, is something that was definitely very daunting in some ways, I guess.
Yeah. It's interesting what you say about just not being around people who look like you, and that being, I guess, just a fact of your unique position in parliament, but then being able to go home and be amongst the people who you represent and remembering that you're not alone, I guess, is pretty abnormal.
Yes, definitely. The the balance that I had prior to the pandemic was being in my riding as often as I could, and coming to Parliament is its own experience in itself. I'm one of 10 Indigenous members of Parliament and the only Inuk. Mm-hmm. When I go back to my riding, that's where I get my recharge.
Yeah.
That's where life makes sense to me. So that balance needs to be restored.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you would be willing to share a selfish thought or deed that you've allowed yourself or that's crossed your mind during this whole ordeal.
Yeah, definitely. I would absolutely love to take a full week off and be in my hometown, be in Baker Lake. It's spring. It's the most beautiful time of the year in the territory. And I would love to be able to go and recharge with no electronics, no connection out on the land for like a full week. That would be amazing. I would love that right now. Whether or not it's realistic is a different thing, but definitely craving time for myself, time to be with my family. Honestly, I think one of the criticisms that gets to me most is when people think I don't care, because that is the, I don't know if only is the right word, but that is the only reason that I do this job. It's not an easy job at all. And my life has been giving back because my parents have given me so much. My community has helped raise me. And the territory for too many years has been seeing the same challenges, barriers, and issues over and over again. And as a result, we lose lives of people. We are failing people in Nunavut at the federal level. I try my best to be able to communicate effectively the challenges and why things aren't working. And that's probably what I spend a lot of my time doing in Ottawa, because people don't have that awareness or education on the realities of the North.
Yeah. People make so much of your age, but the thing that really jumped out at me in reading about your kind of entry into politics is just how quickly it happened. That just in a matter of weeks, mm-hmm. you went from being a citizen to being a member of Parliament. And I just think back on myself when I was at your stage of life, and like selfish deeds was pretty much the only selfish thoughts, and just doing things that I liked was like, that was kind of all I had to do, really. What a radical shift.
2019 was the craziest year ever by far, definitely.
Yeah.
I went from working in the quality of life secretariat and suicide prevention. I had lost a friend to suicide and looked around and said, what am I doing? And are we actually doing anything here? I had decided to leave that position. It was really taking a toll on me. I've lost, and too many people in the territory can relate, if not all, I would say.
It's a lot. What is something that gave you pleasure today?
I work really long hours most days. So I really enjoy, and I've been really trying to just give myself enough time to get up and have a shower, have a coffee, have something to eat, settle in, and then, okay, make my to-do list for today, and then launch into work. So having that more slow-paced start to a day was something I really enjoyed today.
Last question, Mumilak. What is something... And we're maybe heading into the next phase of this, and I know that there's a plan for reopening amongst your constituents. What is something that you think might never be the same after this?
In particular to my writing?
Perhaps, but I think you can talk about that anyway. I think a lot of people are just kind of thinking about what kind of world we're going to have in ways small and big.
I really hope we can talk about a new normal. When being in this pandemic, we have definitely seen the issues and the challenges have been amplified. There's a spotlight on it. Now, when we talk about getting back to normal, I think we need to shift our mindset and what that normal will look like after this. And we're seeing the glaring issues of the lack of protection or benefits for what we're now calling essential workers. Prior to the pandemic, we would look at things like restaurants and chefs and waiters and waitresses, grocery clerks, people that work at post offices, things like that weren't deemed to be, what's the right phrasing? Like, weren't seen as something that was a service that should be making sure that people are being paid livable wages, that they are getting benefits, health benefits, dental, being able to access funding assistance for medication, those kinds of items. And now they are the most vital people, a part of making sure that we're still able to social distance, self-isolate, still be able to have access to food and services. So I hope the new normal we come out of is that we're seeing these individuals, these physicians rather, being treated the way that they should, because we know now, we're in the process of a pandemic. We know that they're essential workers, they're essential services. So I really hope across the country we see that although this is a very stressful time, it is also the opportunity to totally be able to shift how we talk and view things as normal, what we call normal. And I think what normal needs to be is that people, all Canadians, should be able to live in a safe home, a safe space, should be able to afford to feed themselves and their families, and be able to have clean drinking water. These are things I've been talking about in my writing since being elected, and it's unfortunately something I'm probably going to have to talk about after the pandemic. That's why I asked writing or across the country, because I try and think back to H1N1, for example. I was in high school, and I don't really remember it being a huge, huge thing. Now with COVID-19, and I'm right there at the federal level, I realize the uncertainties, the responsibilities at the federal level, that we need to be advocating for our constituents, and we need to be advocating for those that are vulnerable, for those that are facing unnecessary challenges like having access to clean drinking water. These are all things that we can change if we really wanted to. And I really hope that people can look at that mindset and grab something from it to say, we don't need the normal to be what it was in 2019. That after this pandemic, we can create a new normal that's better for everyone.
Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.